Blog Talk Radio.
Who's there too? Welcome, Carrie.
Good morning.
Welcome, Zoom user. Again, yeah, I don't have any.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Rebecca Sanford. I'd like to welcome you to the Sunday, March 19th, 2023 service of Many Mansions. I'd like to note that today we have a special prayer request as listed in the chat. I'd like everybody to make sure you have a piece of paper and a pen handy, as well as a candle or lighter so you can light it and put it in a bowl or tin can or some sort of receptacle. With that, I'd also like to let you know I will be monitoring the chat. So if you have any prayer requests for anyone not here today, please make sure you put their first name in the chat room as well as the area for which you're requesting prayers for that person. Also, I'd like to remind you that we do have expenses, so we'd love to have donations to our website, PayPal button, internationalschoolofthepropets.com. You may also email us at manymansions144@gmail.com. Thank you so much, and with that, I will turn it over to Reverend Doug.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm glad you're here today. Just a quick note before Reverend Doug opens the service. We are broadcasting live on Blog Talk Network. Our service is going out there now. You can get to that through my website should you wish to listen to the service again or to let people know that they can. It's in the archive version of the Blog Talk. So that's at blogtalk.com. And it's the Global Village radio show. With that, I'll say the opening prayer and bless everyone that is here today. This is a wonderful time. There seems to be fortune and good fortune coming our way. So I'll ask God Almighty, to bless our community, to bless each and every one that is here, and to those that are helping us to form our community internationally. Yes. In the name of Jesus the Christ, in the name of Mother Mary and Father Joseph, in the name of all the angels, avatars, and saints who watch over us, we are grateful. We are grateful for our lives, and we are grateful for this day to be of service. Amen, amen, and amen. Reverend Doug, would you please go ahead and open the service?
Thank you very much. I would like to welcome everyone to our Sunday service. And to begin with, I will ask Mark to read our mission statement.
Our mission is to speak of God Almighty in Germany and to practice unconditional love as much as possible every day of our lives. By humble spiritual pursuits of spiritual and earnest intellectual research, we may come to know in part the great truths of God Almighty and understand in part the great mysteries of the spiritual dimensions of heaven or heavens above. In this understanding, we may move forward and develop the spiritual gifts as demonstration of the divine existence of our immortal soul and its divine existence within each of us, as recounted in the holy books. This spiritual awareness promotes our willingness to serve God Almighty as we are inspired to do so by our inner soul for health, wealth, and peace of mind.
Thank you very much. Now I'll ask Deacon Dave to read the love verses from 1 Corinthians.
Yes. Love is patience, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves.
Thank you very much, Deacon Dave. Now, I will sing the Lord's Prayer, and you're welcome to sing along. with me the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Let us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and evermore. Amen.
Now we'll ask Deacon Mike to read the prayer for the planet.
Dear Lord God Almighty, to all the angels, saints, avatars, and divine beings above, I ask your divine grace to shed their abundant rays of peace upon the planet Earth, to soften the hearts of those in authority and influence those minds in a positive way that have authority over the planet and all who live on the earth, that their decisions and actions will always be for the greater good of all, and that the planet be filled with peace and harmony every day in every way. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much, Deacon Mike. Now I'll pass the service back over to Reverend Douglas.
Welcome everyone again. We have a special service that usually we, as a tradition, a part of our creed, every year, once in every year, we have a special offering prayer, which you are going to need a piece of paper, a ignition or light or candle or flame device. You are going to need a can, and you are going to end up putting this piece of paper in the can after you light it. But before you light it, while we're talking, until we get to that point in the service, this is part of our tradition and creed. It's also an ancient practice. I want you to think about something you want, need, or are praying for from the universe. Now, some people might have more than one piece of paper. Some people might need a bigger piece of paper. That's okay. Even if you're a big-time sinner and you need two pieces of paper, that's okay. You can ask for atonement, forgiveness of sins, release or blessing of your karma. You can ask for a blessing of anything you want. Remember, there is nothing that is impossible for God. The only restriction you have is to the point of after you write your prayer, you're going to light this piece of paper, and then you're going to jam it into this tin can. So I suggest that you put a little fold in it just to make sure it goes in the orifice of the can. Of course, if you have a big garbage can beside you, that's okay too. Please do not set your house on fire or yourselves on fire, okay? Again, this is a religious service. It's a religious practice. So those are the only limitations to what we're going to do with this prayer in a moment. And this will be part of our service today and part of the tradition that comes from Revelations 8, verse 4. There are other verses in the Bible, Leviticus, Numbers, and Genesis, but this is the one that I think is most pertinent to us, and I'm going to explain the other ones, which are a little way beyond our capabilities, but were traditional practices in days gone by Father Abraham's children, which includes us. So for now, I'm going to play our favorite hymn, and think of it as your prayer to God, a covenant you are making with God.
Whatever happened to hell?
I love the sea and the sky. I have heard my people cry. All who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save.
I always like that hymn. I want to thank you for coming today. We're into a new season. The sun is shining. Have you noticed that there is a certain degree of relief in and about the mind and your life? I've noticed that fortuitous things are happening, but the most important thing that I've noticed is that my enemies are suffering, not by my hand, but by their own hand. They're being brought to justice. Have you noticed that in your own life? People who have been taking advantage, people who have, been narcissists or hurting and harming, not their enemies and those that are in the wrong, but their friends, their family. They've been taking advantage of their employees or perhaps their customers. People in authority are now being held to account. That seems to be what's going out at this point in this time in our lives. And I think this is a direct response to our prayers and the prayers of many other people who want justice. Without justice, we can't have a civilization. And without civilization, we can't have peace. And without peace, we don't have freedom to think and worship and act, live and love the way we choose to do so, freely, as free people, as human beings enjoying the fullness of their life. Heck, life is hard enough. It's a struggle. But we enjoy the struggle. I can assure you that everything that you wanted, you'd be bored stiff. You'd be depressed. I'm not just making that up. I've seen the rich and famous, and I know the pitfalls. I've been comfortable, and I've been uncomfortable. I would much rather choose to be comfortable. So God provides all things that we need, whether at the time we know it or not. But as you become aware, as you become believers, you have an edge. You are striking a covenant with God. So I want you all now to put your hands up in any way you want, put your fingers up, pointing up and say, I believe in God Almighty, or I believe in whatever deity or name you call God. Please do this now. I believe in, go ahead. Okay. That's a covenant. I believe in God Almighty. And by saying those words without mental reservations, you're all in your own houses and the mute's on, so we couldn't hear you, but I could see those have your videos on, your lips were moving, so I'll accept that. That's a little humor to mix in the serious and solemnness of this moment. By believing in God Almighty, you are believing in all things good and wonderful. It's a covenant that you are appealing to a greater force, the great creator. Of all the world's religions since the beginning of time, let's go back to Father Abraham, who was blessed with being the founder of the Christian, Muslim, and Hebrew religions, as well as the others. You are going back in time and touching base with God Almighty through the covenant that Father Abraham had with God. And so the trickle-down effect, if you want to call it that, you're reaching out and grabbing that safety line, that divine connection. All you need to do is to say those words. I believe in God Almighty. Now, as I've gone through my life, I've researched many of the world's great religions, as you probably know. I found the mysticism, the spiritual gifts, the invisible that I hope to make visible. That's the great creative force that is in all the world's great religions, through all the truths that are in those religions. They just happen to be approaching God in a different way. Now, religion is not the only way to approach God. You can approach God through intellectual study, through all the mechanisms of looking for the truth, whatever mechanism that person is an expert in, desire that they've focused upon, they're looking for the truth. Well, whatever that is, that's their way of connecting with God Almighty. But along the way, we need reassurance. We're human beings, after all. And we have an intellect, which some people call the monkey mind. The reason they call it the monkey mind is, as you know, if you've ever seen monkeys in the wild or in a zoo, they are all over the place. They don't go in any single direction at any time. Matter of fact, you go like, oh my God, how could anybody live in that confusion? Yet they're happy. So the intellect, the intellectual mind, that part that makes up your personality, lives in chaos. Chaos means thoughts all over the place all day long. It means random access of information. It means that you are constantly changing your mind. You are thinking thoughts, and you don't know where they come from. You don't know where they go. You don't know why they showed up at that moment, nor can you tell me what a thought is. You cannot describe it. Part of that is because everybody thinks and has thoughts in a different way, so how can you possibly explain that to someone else? It's kind of like explaining color to a blind man. So understanding that you have this intellect and all the things that happen to you shape your personality and therefore the way you reflect in your thinking. Some things are valuable to some and they're not valuable to others. Some things are horrific to some and to others they're pleasurable. Well, that intellectual mind is one of the weaknesses in your spiritual approach. At first, you begin to contemplate, perhaps meditate, examine and research and prove to yourself through your thinking what you are attempting to find out about God. You become convinced that there's something greater than yourself. This is good. As you begin to read the words of other prophets or people before you, you learn from there, this is good. But something inside of you clicks. You connect. You wake up and you realize there is a spiritual force, a spiritual being or beings that are in the great beyond. Then you become intrigued with the truth. That is to say, creation. Then why you are here. Then what is your purpose? To the intellectual mind, your purpose is experience in life. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. All the experiences you are having in your life is the purpose for the intellect, and it's happy because it has things to do. The intellect can never sit still. Even when you go to sleep, the intellect is still taking actions or involving itself in sleep activity. But that other part, the soul, this is the part that can sit there and do absolutely nothing for your whole life. Or it can become active and participate in your life. It's sort of like your soul could be sitting in the back seat of the taxi, enjoying the ride, looking out the windows, who cares where you're going. Or your soul can be driving the car, control of the steering wheel, when to step on the gas, when to step on the brakes. That's a better way. When you're sitting in the back seat observing, whatever comes at you, you experience willy-nilly, good, bad, indifferent. You have no course, no direction. You're just going through the motions of the life and you might be wasting your life. However, you're gaining experiences. But to be in control, this is what you're attempting to do, my friends, as you seek to understand the spiritual gifts and to find out who you are spiritually so that you can always be of service and do good, so that you will benefit and have a life that is more comfortable, that you won't feel alone, that you won't feel that those mean, bad, and horrific people out there who are misguided and commit the most heinous crimes, that they're getting away with it and that you can't do anything about it. You begin to see the justice in the universe, that those poor misguided people are putting themselves in great harm and jeopardy. And that brings a sense of understanding and then justice into your heart. But it also allows you to take action, when to step on the gas, when to step on the brake. And then you don't become angry. Your life is not wasted with confrontations and want and suffering. Instead, you're on the inside track. You know how to go to Father God and say, "Hey, Dad, I need a new car. Hey, Mom, I need a new car." God, by the way, doesn't have any gender, but I thought I'd make that equally, you know, being politically correct here. So when you're on the inside track, what are you doing? Well, a couple of things. One is your life is more comfortable. You understand what life is about to the greater degree. And ultimately, you will become fully aware and self-realized, and you will become divine as a spiritual being in a physical body. We have lots of examples of that happening in the Bible and other good books. What does that mean? That means that you're communicating with the divine or with the heavenly dimensions or kingdoms. It means that you're finding your way back. And it means you're getting closer and closer to returning to that point of awareness. But while you develop yourself as a spiritual being, you are having the greatest experience as a soul can possibly have in a physical body. Like Jesus, like the other prophets, and like the other holy men and women in the good book or books. That's what you're aiming for, but you're not quite sure how to get there. Part of my responsibility is showing you the way. Why? Why am I qualified? Well, I've been on the path since I was 24 or 5, seeking the mysteries, the unknowns. Many of you likewise have been on that path at different times in your life, and you're still on the path today. So we can always teach the people behind us by telling them our example of our life, and if they're wise, they'll avoid the pitfalls and mistakes and the corrective processes there are to get them back on the path on the straight and narrow. And so by listening to people who have been a little further down the path, you can accelerate your path, your trip, your journey down that path. I can't do it for you. I can show you, but I can't make you understand it. You have to do that yourself. And my journey is not your journey, but we're on the same direction, same path, individually. We're all going there together. And so when you need a little help and you need a little communication, you have the inside track. You can reach out and ask the divine for guidance, for direction, for prediction of what's going to happen, for a prophetic dream to see what's going to happen, and the divine will communicate back to you without you even asking. And it will show you things that are coming so that you can be prepared, or you can avoid them. What a blessing that is to know what's going to happen. And then, of course, you have to do something about it. But that's your choice. But what a blessing from that person sitting in the back seat of the taxi, just going through life, whatever comes at them, tragedy, horrendous difficulties, disappointments, deaths, rewards, chance opportunities here, blessings of children and grandchildren. But for them, life is unexpected. Life has no direction or purpose. And so life can be pretty boring, functional. And there are many people who are very good souls who live out their life the best way they do. They can, the way they know how. But you're on the fast track, or a faster track, because you want to get to heaven. You want to get to those kingdoms above. You want to know the truth, because you want your life to be better. No matter what it is, your life, no matter what station in life there is, there's always challenges, because you see, life is a world of duality. And constantly, whatever place you are in life, whatever your race, whatever your education or your privilege or your family or no family, there's always two sides, great benefit and not such great benefit. But in the end, you will be able to merge those two sides and you will have wisdom. So in order to get there, as I said, to be on the fast track, when you need a little help, this is what you do. You reach out. And I'm just going to change this page a little bit. And I'm going to share this with you, if I can. Well, maybe I can and maybe I can't. Of course, it's got all kinds of windows asking me what I want to do. Okay, I think we have it. Revelation 8:4. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. This is what our ceremony today with the prayer on the paper is all about. Now, we know from different parts of the Bible that sacrifices were made, burnt offerings were made, and they carried the prayers to the heavens above. Okay? We're not going to be slaughtering any animals, but here are some places. Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons and unto all the children of Israel, and say to them, whatsoever he be of the house of Israel or of the strangers of Israel, that will offer his obligation for all his vows and for all his free will offerings, which they will offer unto the Lord for a burnt offering. That's what we're going to do today. We are going to offer a burnt offering, a burnt prayer to God Almighty. Now, in Numbers, you'll see there's things about offering meat. You'll see there are things about sacrifices, your burnt offering for sacrifices, that they may be unto you for memorial before God. I'll read it. Also in the day of your gladness and in your solemn days, in the beginnings of your months, ye shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your God. I am the Lord your God. 29. These things shall you do unto the Lord in your set feasts, beside your vows and your freewill offerings, for your burnt offerings and for your meat offerings and for your drink offerings and for the peace offerings. Referring, I'm going to go back here now, and the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angels' hands. This is not readily understood by, let us say, traditional Christian ministers or churches. When you offer something, when it's burnt, it's turning into ash. And ash is the ultimate end of all things. Therefore, out of ash can come all things. If you understand that, then you understand Alpha and Omega. You understand God is the great creator and destroyer. You understand that if all things can be reduced to a single substance, that substance can be reversed into all things. So when you're making a prayer today, and you are going to do this in a moment, we are going to incinerate these pieces of paper which have your words on them. And your words will have the highway, the Wi-Fi connection, G5 or more, directly to the angels and to God Almighty. This is something, a process, a ceremony that has been done since the time of Moses and beyond. Father Abraham. So when you want something in earnest, and you're praying, and your mind is all over the place like the monkey mind, by writing down your prayer, you are focused, you are exact in what you want, and you are describing it in a way through your thought process that the angels and God will understand. The holy moly stuff is made up and you forget what you prayed for. God does never forget, but you will. So by writing it down, it's a very important, concrete way to pray. Make sense? This is part of our creed. This is part of our community. And it has been since 2010 and beyond. We have done this on an annual basis. When our community would gather at our building in Hamilton, everyone would do the same thing, save for the little pot was a little bigger, and it had a bigger flame inside. And one at a time, people would come up, read their prayer, and incinerate it, and the smoke would go up to heaven. When you're in need on your own, nothing's stopping you from writing your prayer out. Nothing's stopping you from burning it and letting the smoke take the essence straight up to God. Nothing. This is a concrete way to pray. Usually we pray like heck when we're in trouble, don't we? And when we want something, we say, well, you know, I pray to win the lottery, ha, 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 someday, somehow. Well, forget it. You just negated your prayer. But if you need money and you're praying for a lottery to win money, to get money, you might get an inheritance. Someone across the street might come over and say, I don't have anything else to anyone else in my family. I'm going to give you my house. somebody might call you up and say, remember you worked at a job years ago? Yeah, well, you have a pension. There's $15,000 here for you. That's how you win the lottery. But we're not smart enough to understand that, because our intellect, even if you are part of that genius class, you know, you take the test, the Mensa people, even if you're part of that, you might not be smart enough to understand how these things work. I know I'm not, but I have an idea, and I'm passing it on to you. So today, I've got two prayers here for my family and myself. Do you want to ask for forgiveness for yourself? That's okay. Don't ask prayers for someone else. I mean, I've got them here to benefit my family. That's a general, generic way. But I'm not going to be so vain as I know what somebody else wants and I'm going to pray for what they want. That's not my job. That's not my business. That's their business. This is the way. But you can pray for yourself. Free will or free choice, fingertips back, complete control. Now, maybe one or two of you are still writing like Mark is there. He's got like a book going or something like that. I'll pick it on Mark. I'm sorry. But anyway, I could see these papers flying up in the air here in front of me. Now, remember to have a big bowl. I have a soup can, and I also have the lid that I'm going to snuff it out. Should I need to? Back to being serious for a moment. You can ask anything you like. Nothing is impossible for God. The rules are ask about yourself. Ask for your family and for those that are meaningful to you. You know, the good things happen to them. That they have health, wealth, and peace of mind, something like conditions, but you can only ask for yourself, 100%. You can ask for forgiveness. You can ask for that beautiful spouse coming your way if you're looking for one. If you're looking for a better position, ask for opportunities to get a better position. I'm talking about career or position in life. Okay? That's the basic. So as we're about to begin, make sure you have a fire extinguisher handy or a big bottle of water. I gotta say that just in case. Remember, this is a solemn moment and I'm making light of it as I always do. But read this prayer and remember God is listening. The angels are listening. They're always listening. But when everybody's praying, it's like being at a football game or a baseball game and all the people in the stands are talking and shouting all at once. When you, it's hard for the angels and God to hear all those prayers. I'm saying hard just to give you an idea. I'm sure it's not that way at all, but to give you the idea, the point I'm making is that when you put it into smoke, that gets noticed. Now, I didn't think of this myself. I didn't come to these conclusions. I watched other of the world's great religions and their practices. You have perhaps seen people laying in front of a candle and asking for the light of the candle to come over their faces. If you go back into Moses and other, I don't want to get caught up in religious names, but if you look back, you'll find it, incense, burning, smoke, is all used in the world's great religions. And we all came from Father Abraham. This is a historical practice. And it must be very important because every religion and holy group has been doing it for time immemorial. Make sense? So take a moment, read your prayer. Amen. After you've read your prayer, take the paper, crease it slightly if you have a little orifice in your can, and then to God Almighty in the heavens above, I send this prayer. You can see the smoke coming up from my little can. Okay, for my little can, it's not completely incinerated, so I think it's got something to do with the size of the can. So there we go. Now all of the paper has been incinerated. I say, God Almighty, hear my prayer. I offer up my prayer as a covenant with you to be of service. In the name of Jesus the Christ, in the name of all the saints and avatars above, I beseech you to hear my prayer. And I am grateful. I am grateful for my life, and I am grateful for my prayers to be answered. The sooner the better. Amen. Amen. And amen. So, I don't see any flames coming up from your desk. I don't see anybody patting on their sweaters. So I'll assume that is a great success. We have somebody to 416 PJ Tim's iPhone GLS, Jean or Jean, Jim at Cherry, Marg, Tim C, Vivian, RA, Brandon, Santiago, Gaetan, we got Love, whoever that is, Linda, Linda L, Linda D, Regine, iPhone Pat, John, JP, Jack and Sandy, Carrie, and we have a Zoom list user, we have Kavita, I had said that right. We have Alexandra. We have Jack and Sandy, I think. Ibolia, Paul, Joe, Carrie, I'm not sure if I said it before, Bethel, Sue, Reverend Rebecca, Terry Young, Beverly, Deacon Michael, Deacon Dave, Patty, H, Mark, board member, myself, and Reverend Douglas Bentley. We are 39 souls on board just now. Vivian, if I didn't say your name, I'm just looking to see if I got everybody. I hope I did. If I didn't, I apologize. This concludes the sermon and the spring equinox service of offering prayers up in our community. We do this once a year. You can use it at any time you like. Please be safe if you do this. But remember, this is a ceremony. God hears your prayers all the time. What you're thinking, what you're doing, your actions, your words, your deeds are all recorded and heard. The recording is in the DNA of your own soul. Everything you say or do. So when you make a mistake, don't beat yourself up too much. Remember, number one, you are a human being. No human being I've ever met had a perfect track record. They never made a mistake in their life. If they tell you that, ask them, so what kind of medication are you taking? Did you get a weekend pass from the big house? We can be self-delusional, all of us. But to realize, number one, that you are human and you haven't got it right yet, and you most likely will never get it right all the time, is a step towards awareness of who and what you are. I want you to take chances. It's okay. It's exciting. Don't be foolish. That's left for when people were young, like when I was young. But take chances. Risk. You like somebody? Go over and say, I like you. They might say, I like you back. Let's hang out on the weekend. Let's hang out for the rest of our lives. Because you took a chance. When somebody's in need, ask them, may I help you? Give them some dignity. My name is Douglas. What's your name? Care for them a little bit. Give them more than they need. If they ask for $2, give them 20. They ask for $5, give them 50. You live in a world of abundance. This is how you interact with the creative force. We all shoot ourselves down. We all have doubts because you see that's the flip side of the intellect. Doubt. Because the intellect knows, as much as it wants to tell everybody what it knows it can be wrong. So doubt is the great darkness that stops you, my friends. When you pray by smoke, you are creating an ancient covenant with God. You are asking directly what you need or want. And in your mind, don't have the expectation of someday. Have the expectation of today. Going to happen. And then two things. Do everything you can to make it happen. And when something looks like it's going to happen, take advantage of it and take the risk. It might be the opportunity right in your lap. For whatever reason, your intellect gets in the way. The monkey mind starts jumping around with doubts and concerns and, oh, my God, responsibilities, et cetera. Say, stop it. I'm going to have my elephant mind. We're going to keep on walking. Many times in my life, and I'm sure yours, opportunities seemed a whole lot bigger leaving than when it was coming. When you pray, something comes up, it looks like your prayers bring answered. Grab it. That's the teaching of my mentor, Reverend Alec Holmes. Praying and praying and praying, you got your hands closed, don't you? When the prayer is answered, you have to open your hands and grab it. Reverend Alec Holmes, 1975, taught me that. That's the end of the lesson today. I hope you'd enjoyed it. Next year, about this time, we'll do it again. We will have other ceremonies as we continue. And we will continue to flesh out our old way of doing things when we can get physically together at our various places. when we find our healing retreat center in Campbellford, it will be like Lourdes, for instance. We've seen it. Many of you have had glimpses of what it's going to look like. It's going to be a sure thing. We just have to determine the process of how that's going to come about. We have our missions of taking the Word of God out to the world. I was thinking about my passport. Next time I go to the U.S., I'm going to take it with me. The one that I used to have that has stamps from so many countries that almost every page is filled. Just to show them that, you know, I've been around. The point is, we're taking the word out to the world. Our organization was stopped because of some procedures of some dark forces that came into our church. But now, that's over with, just about. Those dark forces are now being investigated by their own government. Hallelujah. But we will once again take the word out to the world. Our Hope conferences that we've started in Texas and now going to Arizona, and then to Los Angeles, and then to Florida, and then maybe to other places off the North American continent, are in process. You are part of that. I won't be able to get to all the places you guys are going to go. But our community has a mission. It is important. We're stumbling a little bit, and I'm just going to say this briefly because it's come up. Patty has worked very hard at trying to help organize along with the rest of you. We need to sit down and earnestly make these things happen that we can put the foundation together. There are other people here, I'm not going to say their names, who have been working very hard. Certainly the deacons and reverends at many mansions in Hamilton have now for years been working on where we're going. So I'm going to call a special Zoom meeting up for maybe Monday night, and we're going to lay down the tracks on how to better organize the many mansions church. We are going to take our crusades out through the Hope conferences because we're going to take hope to the world. If you can participate in that, please do. But these two entities, our retreat center in Campbellford, will be a holy place, like Lourdes, with holy water, miracle water being dispensed from that place. We've already been spiritually directed there. Our Hope conferences, we will take the word of God and illuminate the Christ, and I will interpret the Bible in the way I best can interpret it from my spiritual perspective. Certainly not a complete interpretation, but at least to give you some idea how you can use the Bible in a practical, everyday spiritual journey. Make sense? Okay. So you're either on the path with us or you're an observer. It's okay to be both. But most importantly, you're on the path for yourself. By being a better spiritual person, knowing the rules, shall we call them, knowing the laws of how to be a spiritual person, you will automatically be a saintly person. And you will have dreams of revelation. You will have coincidence, and what we would call luck, where beneficial things will come to you. I'm not talking about lotteries. I'm talking about the things that are important to you. You'll be able to love yourself. I'll repeat that. Love yourself, which is the most important thing you can do to be a spiritual person. This is what life is all about. Learning to love yourself. love yourself so much that then you can love God to the fullest, every cell of your being, love of God. And then you'll be in harmony. You'll be safe. You'll be protected. You'll want for nothing. You'll live your life fully and peaceably, and you'll have fun every day of your life. To be in harmony with God, and I'm going to summarize on this, is to be in love. I'm assuming we all have been in love. When you're in love, before it wears off, that is an amazing time. Scientists and doctors tell us that when somebody's in love, they're in perfect health. Their body is in perfect health. No disease. Everything's working properly. That's where we want to be, in love with God, like that. Before we go to the blessings of everyone, remember, the feelings that come over you, we call it virtue. You'll hear other places call it by different names. It used to be just called laying out of hands. Well, it's more than that. It's a feeling that comes over you and fills you up so that the Holy Spirit, that feeling of love, fills you up. It starts with yourself. It's really hard to forgive yourself and to understand that you ought not to have done some things that you did. But then when you look at it from a eternal perspective, an eternity, if you will, it's nothing. This life is but one breath in the life of the soul. And if you happen to sneak something when you were a kid from the candy store, and you got caught, okay. If you didn't get caught, okay. Do you regret? Yeah, you're forgiven. Have you caused problems and difficulties for somebody? Do you regret it? You're forgiven. Have you not done some things? Have you committed the sin of omission and you regret? You're forgiven. Whatever you've done, if you regret, you're forgiven. Now make amends. Penance reinforces the forgiveness. First to yourself, then to God. And guess what? You never have to experience that test or challenge again. You're forgiven. In the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, we are grateful for our lives. We are grateful for our community. We are grateful to be here this day. We are grateful that our prayers will be answered expeditiously, easily, and comfortably. We ask for awareness to when these prayers are being answered, that we might take full advantage. In the name of all that is holy, in the name of the prophets and the saints and the avatars who have gone before us, who watch over us now, we are grateful, grateful for our lives and this opportunity to advance our soul, grateful for our lives that we might come to love each other, and grateful for our lives in this physical existence that we will learn to love ourselves. In the name of all that is holy, we ask for health, wealth, and peace of mind. We ask that our prayers will find their way to wherever they are supposed to arrive, that they will be answered by whatever means they are supposed to be granted. We have faith. We have faith because we believe. And we believe because we have evidence of the existence of the omnipresent, of the omnipowerful, omnipotent of God Almighty. For this we are grateful. Amen, amen, and amen. Okay, we'll do a blessing to everyone here now. And then as far as the chat rules go, we will be sending out for sure this week applications for healing prayers to be said for people in the chat. If you don't have a prayer request sent in, we will not say prayers for them unless it's on compassionate basis. We will be sending out an application to be a member of our organization. For that, you will participate beneficially in other ways. You don't have to be a member of our organization, but I encourage you to do so. If you are a member, you will have to show up, participate somehow, and support us in any way means that you can. We will have committees established shortly, which we will take on emergency healing prayers for people. And we will have more study, taking from the past sermons and lessons I've been giving on Wednesday night and at Sundays. And we will have a course of Bible study, more exactly spiritual study. We'll also have a registry for you that have given us your prophetic prayers or spiritual experiences. And we'll have a testimony record of those who have received virtual healing. That is to say, the results of the same. All voluntary, of course. Before I forget, next week is Deacon Dave Chatham will be conducting a sermon, just to prepare everybody for that, including him. And I'll be watching, I guess. We have Easter coming up, which will be a special time for us as well. Please invite your friends to come to service. I'm not going to say 10 friends, which I normally should, because the Bible says 10 good men or women. I'm going to say 5. Invite 5, and if you get one, I'll be happy. If we have 10 new members listening to our service, we're at 37 right now, 37 souls. I'd like to be at 370. With power coming together, we can move mountains. So I'm going to say your names again, and then we'll go across the blessing for everyone, and then we'll conclude with going to the chat list. The rules are that you should have asked the person that you're going to put their name forward. We don't want you to put people's names forward that you have not asked, because sometimes when they feel that powerful energy come over, it scares them. They feel a shudder, they feel the heat, they think they're getting sick. So ask them and forewarn them that something may happen. And we will attempt to keep it to saying the person's name, and we'll try to get through everybody. And I'll go it again. We have 416 area code PJ, Tim's iPhone, GLS, Jean, Jim and Sherry, Mark, Tim C, Vivian, RA, Brandon, Santiago, I guess is that Will, Gaetan, Love, that little puppy dog there, Regine, Gavita, Jesus, John, JP, iPhone, Pat, I guess. We have a Zoomer, we have Carrie, Jack and Sandy, Ibolia, Paul, Joe, Beto, Sue, Reverend Rebecca, Terry, Beverly, Michael, Deacon Dave, Patty, Board Member Mark, and Reverend Doug Medley, and myself. Okay, take a deep breath. You could feel the energy coming in your body. The more you do it, the more often you get, the more the energy comes up faster in your body, especially when we're in a group setting like this. In the name of God Almighty, we ask for a blessing to each and every one that is here today, that the healing forces will go through their body, altering, changing, and benefiting all the physical systems of the human body. We ask for relief from pain and suffering. We ask for the nervous system to remove any infection, any vagal nerves to be re-energized, to take the life force throughout the body. We ask for the heart and the emotions to be soothed and calmed. We ask for forgiveness of ourselves in any ways that we have to come back to the path. We ask for the spiritual illumination, that our dreams will be clear, that our minds will be hopeful and open, that whatever has happened in our lives, we will forgive the life, the time, the circumstance, and the individuals and ourselves. As we move forward, always looking forward, knowing that the past will take care of itself in the name of God Almighty. Each receives that exactly that they put forth, not one iota more or less. As we put forward love, as we put forward companionship and community, we strengthen ourselves. We become more aware of what is going to happen. We share communications about how the world changes and how we can manage to go through this time of extremes easily, comfortably, prosperously. We are grateful for our lives, and we ask a blessing to come to each and every one that is here today, to go through their bodies, through their minds, and through their hearts. Let them feel the presence of God Almighty. Let them feel the invisible made visible. Allow them to shed any layers of doubt, shed any feelings of hurt and self-doubt. For even the great prophets doubted in their time of trial. But as like the great prophets, they did not run away, we will not run away. We seek the warmth of God's loving grace. We seek to know the kingdoms in the higher dimensions above. Let us ascend to perfect love, unconditional love, and let that love course through our bodies now. We extend this prayer and this energy, this virtue, to the people who are in the chat list, and I'll ask that their names be read one at a time. Please go ahead. Patty or whomever. Sorry, I was asking it on mute there and I muted you. Can't hear you, Patty. Here, okay.
For Daryl, release from stress.
Continue.
For Catherine to be found safe.
I can see her putting her hand up and people seeing her hand. May the angels guide the searchers and may Catherine be found. The sooner the better. Amen.
For Nate, relief from knee pain. For Eunice, relief from nerve spasms in extremities and cleansing of poisons from the system.
Okay.
For Raj, relief from scoliosis and severe allergies.
Okay.
For John, relief from bladder and prostate issues.
Okay.
The last one is for Mary, relief from spinal stenosis and to give her the ability to walk.
Also for the continuation, Ellen Hassan, to remove the cancer from her liver or to go through the operations, should she go through them, to recover swiftly and completely. We ask also for Elaine Aaron, who is so tired that the virtue will go into her body to extend her life, to allow her to have a zest for life, to remove of all poisons and fluids in her body easily and comfortably. We ask for the healing forces to go through my son, Doug, to continue the healing of his shoulder, which is getting better and better, and also the relief of his concussion from his accident, car accident a few years ago. And we ask for my granddaughter, Chloe, for the continuation of her shoulder being repaired and the joint being more flexible.
There were two others that came in.
Go ahead.
For Renata, relief from diabetes.
Okay.
And for Delfina, relief from pneumonia and arthritis.
And for all those that we do not have on the list today, but are in our thoughts and our hearts, for those that have made requests to us, we ask for the virtue to go about its business of reaching out and touching them, to benefit them, to relieve them, and to reinforce their health, that they might enjoy all aspects of God, health and wealth and peace of mind. We also ask for our mission to be of service, to be assisted and directed from the divine above, that we might be a light unto the world, that our community will grow, that we might bring peace and harmony into the hearts of many. In the name of Jesus the Christ, as we illuminate the teachings of the Christ, as we illuminate ourselves to be in harmony with the divine, we express our gratitude. May we watch over those who are in need. May we bless the orphans and those in need. In the name of Jesus the Christ, Mother Mary, and Father Joseph. Amen. Amen. And amen. There we go. I hope the music wasn't too loud. This concludes the service for today. We will have another social get together right after the service. I'm going to conclude the radio show, which has been writing, by saying, if you're listening to the radio show, it is here every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you for tuning in. Please consider going to our website, International School of the Prophets, and joining our Zoom service. This is Douglas James Cottrell saying good evening, and thank you for joining the show.